What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know about y'all, but I am excited that it seems like we can finally, take the winter clothes downstairs. Finally. I brought the summer clothes up and took the winter clothes downstairs, and then it got chilly, right? And then I had to go back downstairs and get 10 outfits and then take them back. The summer clothes back downstairs so the kids wouldn't try to wear them and be cold at school. And then it got hot, and then it got hot before I took the other clothes back downstairs. And so they were at school, and I remember picking Daniel up, and his head was wet and his clothes were wet, and he had layers on because I had left the winter clothes upstairs when it got and this Minnesota weather has been absolutely schizophrenic. I mean, you just never know. You wake up in the morning and the heat's on. And then by the afternoon, the air's on. And then in the evening, the heat's back on. And so it's been bananas. I don't know. I've gotten like 3 seasons of clothing in the closet. And y'all know that can be dangerous for kids. Okay? That can be very dangerous for kids because they cannot be trusted to make their own choices with clothing. Not my kids. Because if they want to wear their shorts, it can be 12 degrees outside. They want to wear their shorts. If they want to wear long pants and a boot, it can be a million degrees outside. They're going to wear long pants and boots. And so I try to make sure that they are able to make right choices with regard to their clothing. And so I try to have the right, just kind of selection for them. But that's difficult to do with the weather being all over the place in the Twin Cities. And so my prayer, and I've been looking at the forecast, my prayer is that we have passed the mark of having to turn the heater on. You know, my prayer is that we have moved into a season where we can go ahead and bring the shorts out. Because look, tomorrow we're going to get up to 81, Monday 80, Tuesday 83. We're going to dip down into 75 on Wednesday, but then 74 on Thursday, 76 on Friday. I pray. That's my prayer. I pray that we are at a point now where we don't have to turn the heat on, pull jackets out, pull thick blankets out, walk around the house bundled up. Because I don't know about y'all, but there's some people, and I don't know a lot of these people, but some of y'all refuse to turn the heat on after a certain day. You try to tough it out. I'm not one of those people. If it gets cold, I'm going to turn the heat on, period. I don't know who you are. I don't even want to be your friends. Okay, if you are one of those people who does not turn on the heater, even if it's cold in your house, because it's after May 15th. You know, silly stuff, goofy stuff like that. Even if the house is like 57 degrees, you refuse to turn on the heat because it's after May. Go ahead and turn that damn heater on. Everybody in the house is walking around in slippers and socks and bundled up with bonnets on because it's cold in there. I woke up the other morning and my house was 65 degrees. I had chill bumps on my arms and legs. I was freaking cold. So I'm going to need you to pray with me and be in agreement that the winter temperatures, winter weather temperatures are over. And we are looking at nice, warm, pleasant days ahead. And I've got me a little graduation party coming up. I tell you, where did the time go? I used to hear moms who are older than me, when my son Andrew was just a little baby, they say, oh, enjoy these days. They go by, the years go by so fast. I said, yeah, the years go by fast, but the days are long. The days are very, very long when you're changing pampers and burping babies. And I now understand what they say. The years go by fast, because it seems like just yesterday, Andrew was crawling around at My Talk 107.1, crawling around on the floor, pulling on Lori and Julia's wigs, playing with Alexis's toes, burping up on Kevin Berger, and now he is graduating high school. And so he's having this little graduation party. And I had an idea. I said, okay, so that I don't have to cook or allow people to use my bathroom, I'm going to get food truck, game truck, ice cream truck. And we're going to have everything outside. And then that way, nobody will have to come in my house. Nobody will have to ask to use my bathroom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll do just everything outside until I start adding up how much it would cost to do the food truck. And game truck and ice cream truck. Stuff's expensive. He should have graduated from high school when he was a baby. Because when you add all that up, that's like college tuition. So we will be cooking. And we're going to clean out that garage. And I don't know how much porta potties are, but I'm going to look into those. Yes, I am. Because I tell you, just the thought of his friends eating Raising Cane's. And then asking me, Miss Brundage, where's the restroom? It sends a chill up my spine. And you know, I don't really want to be rude to his friends and say, hey, young man, young lady, you live in Cottage Grove somewhere, right? Find your own house. Use your own restroom. That may interfere with the graduation gifts that they may or may not be giving him. And I don't really want him to miss out on those. But I do not want high schoolers. Have you smelled a high schooler lately? They smell like hot Cheetos and Takis. I don't want them using my restroom. So we have us a situation. Since I cannot do the food trucks like I planned, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I was thinking of serving them in the garage and you know, just pretending like I want them in the house, but not really, and do like maybe picnics so that they're in the front yard with blankets and stuff. And in that way, if they say, Miss Brundage, you know, may I use the restroom, please? I can just point them in the direction of the gas station and or their house, because most of these are going to be Cottage Grove neighborhood kids. But then again, suppose they have, you know, $20 or a little gift for my son. Would that put his blessing in jeopardy if when they asked to use the restroom, I said, hell no. They probably would not come back with his gift. I don't know really how this is all going to work out. But my hope and prayer is that nobody, when they come to my house for Andrew's high school graduation party from Park High School, is inclined in any way to use the restroom, because I'm going to be forced to say no. And that is going to put that person in an uncomfortable situation. So I might, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. I just thought about it. It just came to me. I am going to get a shirt that says, "No, you may not use my restroom." That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a shirt that says, "No, you may not use my restroom." That's it. That's it. I'm going to call Image 360 in Woodbury, have them design it up. I'm going to have Big Frog printed. And y'all know how I usually have my Shaletta shirts. I'm going to have on a shirt that says, "No, you may not use my restroom." So that way we don't even have to have a conversation. I told y'all I'm a brilliant marketer. That's it. We'll be right back. I heard it through the grapevine. A little birdie told me that Dr. Verna Price was going to Africa. Okay, and I had to call her to find out what's going on, how long, when she's leaving, and what the deal is, because she is so purposeful in every move that she makes. I know if she's going to Africa, there must be something going on. So, Dr. Verna, what is happening?
Well, good afternoon, Ms. Shaletta. Yes. Yes, I am on my way to Africa, not just me, but also my husband and our family and also another family as well. And we are going there to launch our Boys of Hope and Girls Taking Action programs with about 800 children across Kenya, Ghana, and Liberia.
Oh, my God. Dr. Verna. Okay, first of all, for anybody who doesn't know, Dr. Verna's Girls Taking Action and Boys of Hope have been around in the Twin Cities for more than a decade, helping thousands of young people go from nearly being expelled from school to being college graduates, and a lot of them coming back to the program to volunteer and be ambassadors for this good work. And so, Dr. Verna, you're taking this program to Africa. How did that all come about?
Well, really, it's really about relationships. And so it's about people hearing about our program and then we learning about them and then learning that they are operating in their countries like we're operating in ours, in our communities, mm-hmm. where we want to mm-hmm. be a part of the solution for our communities. And, you know, education is such a gift. And in our yeah. country, the United States of America, we really, a lot of times, take that for granted, but in many of our African countries, children have to pay for education, and it is not given. So when we connected with our partners, schools that we're going to go to, organizations we're going to go to, they were so thrilled to have the program.
Oh, my gosh. And so will you be training your ambassadors there through the program and working directly with the kids while you're there? Talk to me about some of the things that you're going to be doing when you're there. Because Okay, so I heard you're going for a whole month. Is that the case?
That is true. That is true. So, well, here is how it works, Ms. Shaletta. So we're spending a good, solid week of programming in each country. So we're going to one of the smaller cities in Kenya. It's called Kisumu. It's not that small, but it's a pretty good size. And then in Ghana, we're going to Kumasi. And then in Monrovia, Liberia, we're going right outside of Monrovia. So we're staying away from the big, big, big cities, but really right. our connections were in the smaller places where they don't have as much resources, as much connections and so forth. And so we're doing everything from leadership development for the men and women to directly doing mentoring groups with the girls and boys to speaking with their government officials. You know, in many of these places where we're going, they have chiefs. And so we actually have to go and actually do a formal presentation to the chiefs about what it is that we're doing and why we've come to their villages to do this work. We are even asking to go into their prisons and to take this message to those who are incarcerated in those countries, in those villages. And we are doing leadership development right there in their communities. And so we'll be from everywhere, from, you know, schools to churches to community halls to government offices.
And Dr. Verna, there is something you need us to do to help you, right?
Yes, yes. And that's really, really simple. Most of our groups, they don't have very simple things. So, like, for example, we take it for granted that, you know, students have a laptop or they have a tablet. Well, that's not the case. And how we stay in touch with our students It's literally through Zoom and the internet. So we have to do these face-to-face kind of online meetings with the students, is how we stay in touch with them and all of our leaders. But they don't have laptops to do that. So I've been on, Ms. Sletta, I have been on workshops with 200 students on one small laptop screen.
Oh, Lord. No, ma'am.
And they're
no, ma'am.
All sitting there, literally. They're all sitting there in this room, and all we can see is these little faces everywhere. Wouldn't it be nice to actually have them up close to see them and to talk to them and to work with them? So those are two real big things, laptops and tablets. But things like underwear, you know, like undergarments, mm-hmm. things
yeah.
like sanitary products. It's very difficult for them to get sanitary products for the girls. Things like hygiene, deodorant, things like socks. You know, all of the children they go to school in schools that are uniform schools. So they have to wear white socks every day to school. You know, getting white socks, keeping white socks is kind of challenging. Things like this, simple book supplies, you know,
yeah.
school supplies. We take it for granted. We can go to the dollar store, right? There's no dollar store there. And, you know, what will cost us a dollar or 50 cents will cost us them $5 or $6 in their own money, right? So we are looking for those sorts of supplies and hoping people will get those to us. And we're looking to have everything in-house by June 5th. June 5th
okay.
is our cutoff for when we're packing things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now tell me this. Does everything have to be new? Because folks are doing spring cleaning,
nope.
and I tell people all the time, instead nope. of garage sales, pack that stuff up and donate it to somebody. The $35 that you get at a garage sale after you spend 8 hours
nope.
sorting and you're sitting out there all weekend and wasting
yep.
2 8-hour days, you could have donated that
right.
money and given it, donated those items and given it to somebody in need. So these don't have to be crisp, fresh out the box stuff, because we're getting ready to do
nope.
spring cleaning at my house, which means
mm-hmm.
we're going to go through the clothes. We're going to see what can
yep.
fit who. And if it can't fit, we got to take it somewhere. And so we can bring that stuff over to you. Tell me exactly where
Absolutely.
We need to bring the stuff, Dr. Vernon, because there are people
You're gonna
who are
come
listening.
To our, mm-hmm. Perfect. Please. Thank you, Minnesota. I appreciate you. You will be coming to the Power of People Leadership Institute. And we're located at 618th Avenue North, 618th Avenue North, and that is in North Minneapolis. And can I give our phone number as well, Ms. Chaletta?
Please,
so people
please.
Can call? Sure. 763-535-5711. 763-535-5711. Call. If you want us to come and pick some up from you, that's fine too, or you can drop it to us. We're available and we're ready to get this done and get supplies to our students. And we're thankful and grateful for you.
And that's Power of People Leadership Institute, 618th Avenue North in Minneapolis. Dr. Vernon, you are having a packing party where you're going to take all the
yes.
supplies that people have given you, and you are going to begin to pack it up so you can take it with you when you go to
yep.
Africa to help these hundreds of children. When is that packing
yep.
party? Because I definitely want to be there.
Sure. That's June 6th from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's going to be at our office. It's going to be wild. June 6th, 10 a.m. to noon, and we are packing 10 50-pound suitcases with supplies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we definitely need tablets. We need devices. We need white
mm-hmm.
socks. We need sanitary supplies.
Yep.
We need anything that you have at your house
mm-hmm.
that your kids are no longer needing. And you know what is the treasure trove that the Lord just put on my heart? At the end of every year, there is a lost and found at every school in this great state of Minnesota. And there's tons of stuff that they are not going to have any room for and can't do anything with. And a lot of times those things get tossed. And if you are an educator, box those things up. And call Dr. Vernon or get them over there to the Power of People Leadership Institute so that she can share these items with the children in Africa. Dr. Vernon, I swear, I you better check your back, because I know you got some wings back there because you are just an angel And you know, I think about the work that you do for the children in this community, and just taking that and being an ambassador in Africa. It is just amazing. God bless you and your husband, Brother Shane.
And I'll tell you one little small thing before I go. And so we're making these bracelets that say POPLI, which is Power of People Egypt Institute. And our students here in Minnesota are making a bracelet for at least 5 of our children there in Africa. So just a really simple way of connecting them, because we're a global community. And, you know, and what happens to us happens to the rest of the world. And what happens to the rest of the world is really happening to us, too. So it's really us being able to connect us, to connect the humanity in all of us, let all of us know that we matter and that we are important, lovable, and powerful people on this earth, regardless of your location. So and we get to share that message across 3 different countries in Africa. And for that, I'm thankful. And for any of you who are going to support us with supplies, or really if you also just want to write a check too, that works as well. That will help us to get supplies. We'll go from there.
And I want you to give us that phone number one more time, because there may be people who are just tuning in. 763.
Yes, ma'am. 535-5711.
All right, there you have it.
535. Yep, absolutely.
Dr. Verna, we love you. We thank you so much for being on the show. Safe travels. You're taking your family on this journey with you, because I know that you and your entire family are committed to service in this community. And so y'all be safe. I will be watching on social media and trolling you. I don't really like it when you leave me, because I feel less protected when Dr. Verna is not nearby.
One, you and your family are going to be with us.
Let's make it happen. We're gonna make it happen.
Yeah, and if you post our website to popinstitute.org, you can go on there and learn more about us as well.
All right, Dr. Verna, thank you so much. Have an amazing Saturday.
Thank you,
and please stay connected during your travels.
We'll do it for sure. All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. Love you too. And you all stick around. We've got more to come. I had better let Kylie and Charlotte and Charlotte's mom and Jabbar know that this is an abbreviated Shaletta show. I am getting off the air and just a bit at 2:00. And then my friend Steve Thompson is coming up. Because we got lots of sports stuff going on. We should have more sports stuff going on. But Steve, my Timberwolves, what happened to him, Steve? What happened to him, Steve? What happened to him, Steve?
I would start with Luka Doncic is what happened to him. He killed him. In game 5 early in the game. It was over early. I was in for Henry on Friday night, and I got into this a little bit with Chris Tubbs, and it was early second quarter. The writing was on the wall. The Timberwolves were not going to win game 5, and the series would end right there. And then I went on to say some of the reasons why, but here's the most disappointing thing for me. And my daughter brought this up because she is a very good Timberwolves fan. She was younger, we went to a lot of games, et cetera. And she made a great point watching the TV and said, the Timberwolves, not only they're getting blown out, they're getting blown out with Snoop Dogg in the front row. He was sitting next to Jimmy Jam all night. And I thought about it. So I don't know how many times Snoop Dogg's been in the Twin Cities, but he made the trip, and then he saw the Timberwolves play like that, and that's what stood out to my daughter, was kind of like, we look bad in front of Snoop Dogg.
And that means something. That means something. When Snoop Dogg leaves L.A. and gets on a plane and comes all the way to Minnesota, right, to sit on the front row next to Jimmy Jam and watch the Timberwolves, he's expecting more than what he got. And yeah. See, I was really surprised at the star power. Common was in the house. Jennifer yeah. Hudson was in the house. It was like a little sneaky link. Like people, like the stars were like sneaking into town to watch the game. I was excited to see them. But then by the end of the game, Steve, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed at the showing. I thought we would have done better. Did you think we would have done better?
I thought there was a chance they could get beat because they did get beat by Dallas in games one and two. Fair and square, they were tight games, but the Mavericks played great down the stretch. So I thought there was a chance they could get beat. I didn't expect them to play it that poorly. And on the flip side, I'll go back to Luka Doncic. He played great. I mean, he was hitting everything early. And then he was trash-talking with the fans and the Timberwolves. I mean, it was quite a performance. Now, I know Timberwolves fans probably hate the guy at this moment, but he put on a show. There is no doubt about it. He can play. And then Kyrie Irving, you know, their other star player. And then they've got good players around them. But it's no doubt that it's about Doncic and Irving. And in this series, they were really good. And in game five, they were just better than the Timberwolves. That's it.
And you know, I was talking to somebody and they said the Timberwolves just didn't show up. I said, but what if they were playing as good as they could have and as hard as they could have, but Dallas was just so much better? It's kind of like when you watch the Olympics and you see somebody running as hard as they can, but Shakari Richardson is just running past them and with such ease that it looks like the other people just aren't doing a good job. Was it that they were just playing their best and they just got beat, or do you think that they weren't doing their best and they could have done better?
Yeah, I think it's one of those where Dallas knew they dropped an opportunity at home to win it in four games. And they came out with a little more fire. And then, like I say, Doncic just hit everything. He made some ridiculous shots in that first quarter. And then I think the Timberwolves started to hang their heads a little bit. And you got to give the Mavericks credit. They took it to them. And once again, I think Cat struggled. He had some looks. Cat had a good game in game four and really was a big reason why they won that game four. But, you know, struggled again, and the Timberwolves as a team struggled from the field, and they just couldn't afford that because, once again, Doncic and Irving just didn't miss, and they shot the ball really well. So, yeah, it was disappointing. And then by halftime, it was over. And in third and fourth quarter was just kind of like, let's get to the finish line and Mavericks move on to the finals and the Timberwolves move on to the offseason. Yeah.
All right. Okay. We got to take a quick break. I'm going to pray that you'll stick around with me because I need to know what's next. Is the coach going to get fired? Is Cat going to get traded? Do we need some good veteran leadership? Because that's something that Dallas has and Kyrie Irving, somebody who's been there before that we did not have, and experience is always a good teacher. More with my friend Steve Thompson when we come back. We got embarrassed in front of Snoop Dogg. You know, that's like getting embarrassed in front of your favorite uncle, Steve. Like your favorite uncle comes to the Scripps National Spelling Bee and you get out on a silly word like shoe or broom or mop or gown or something. I mean, Snoop Dogg, our favorite uncle, sitting front and center, and the Timberwolves just got they got beat up pretty bad, Steve. Pretty bad.
Yeah, and like I say, that's Aaron's take, and we were watching the game together, and it's like it's hard to argue with that. I hadn't really thought about it because I was like, they're in trouble. They're looking bad. This is the end of the line. And then it's like she pointed out, we're looking bad in front of Snoop Dogg. He's here in Minnesota, and we look that bad. To me, it kind of it did bring a smile to my face. That's for sure.
Yeah, now that gave me a good little chuckle. You know, Aaron is always smarter than the average bear. I thought my show was abbreviated, but your show is really abbreviated. The Twins are in Houston, my hometown. That's always a battle between me and my father. They take on the Astros today at 3:10, but we got some pregame going on, right?
Yeah, coming up following the news, we're going to visit with Steve Carney. Prime time for all those people that like to go out fishing. He'll tell us where they're biting and how to reel in the big one. And then we'll segue over to the Twins and have some highlights from a very big win on Friday night. Twins beat the Astros 6-1. Pablo Lopez was great, so we'll get into that before we turn it over to the lineup card at 2:30 today. So, yeah, it is a short day.
Well, Steve, before the Timberwolves clean out their lockers and everybody turns the lights out and goes home, are we going to see some folks losing their jobs? Are we going to see some new players coming in, some old players going out? What do you think is going to happen so that we can have better success next year? And listen, I need people to not think that this year was a failure. I think that we did great this year. You know, people had counted us out before several times, and we kept fighting and coming back. I think we were outplayed. I think the veteran leadership in the locker room has something to do with it. I believe we were outcoached, that we didn't make adjustments quickly enough so that we could curtail some of this butt whipping that got put on us. But what do you think is going to happen so that we can have more success? Because this was, in my opinion, a very successful season.
There's a lot going on, no doubt. I think we could start at the top, Alex Rodriguez, Mark Lurie, and then Glenn Taylor fighting for control of the team. They need to get that sorted out. One way or another, it sounds like it's going to get sorted out this summer. Beyond that, the Star Tribune, Jerry Zagota, reporting that the president of basketball operations, the guy who put together the team, Tim Connelly, sounds like he's going to stay put. That was a big point of contention that he could opt out after the season, but it sounds like he's going to stay in town. So that's a huge deal. Whatever happens with the ownership, Tim Connelly's going to be in charge of that. I don't think Chris Finch and company are going anywhere. There could be an assistant coach or two that move on, but I think they're going to stick with Chris Finch leading the team. And then I think they're going to try and run it back. I think if I had to guess right now, and I know there's a lot of people, yeah, you got to trade Cat, you got to do this, you got to do that. I think they're going to pay the luxury tax. I think they're going to keep the band together, and they're going to let these guys come back because they do have good veteran leadership. You got Mike Conley, who's terrific. He isn't getting any younger. None of us are. You got Rudy Gobert. I think they're going to bring him back. I think they want Cat a part of this. And then, of course, you got Anthony Edwards, you got Jaden McDaniels, a couple of young guys. I think you've got Naz Reid, a huge fan favorite. They've got a lot of ingredients. Remember, as you pointed out, they had a great regular season finishing as the third overall seed in the Western Conference. They swept Phoenix, and they beat the defending champ Denver Nuggets in a seven-game series. Now, they ran into trouble with the Dallas Mavericks, but if I had to guess, there may be some tweaks, but I think in general they're going to try and keep this core group together and try again next year.
Okay, who would you like to see come to the team on your wish list? If you were sitting there, you watched all of it, you've been analyzing it, you've been giving feedback, you've been talking about it, folks like me have been looking for your expertise. What's the missing puzzle piece? Is it a player? Is it some assistant coach out there who's the latest and greatest? What do you think we need, Steve, to get us over that hump?
I think they've got everything they need right there. Karl Anthony Towns didn't have a terrific series shooting the ball. Could they go out and find another perimeter shooter? If I could, a guy that can come off the bench and help him out, if maybe Cat's struggling with the shot a little bit, that's probably where I would go. But I think in general, you've got all the ingredients. Maybe a shooter, a three-point expert, if you will, a guy that can come in and knock down some shots. But I think they have all the ingredients they need. You don't get to the Final Four in the NBA if you don't have a very good team. Taking that next step to win the title, I think Tim Connelly in that piece that Jerry Zagota did, talking about him staying in town and staying, you know, running the thing for the Timberwolves, you know, it is about health, you know, and our guys 100% healthy and getting a break or two here or there. So if I had to pick one thing they need to add, maybe another shooter, another outside shooter.
Okay. All right. That's what we need, an outside shooter. Okay.
Yeah, add another body.
Okay. So who do you have for the championships? Who do you have for the finals? Do you have Dallas winning? Do you have Boston winning? What you got, Steve?
I think Celtics have to be the favorite. But okay. If Doncic and Irving play the way they did against the Timberwolves, I give Dallas a chance. I don't think Celtics are going to win this thing in four. But if I had to wager, I still favor the Celtics in this series.
Okay. Celtics, are they going to sweep? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I just think the combo of Doncic and Irving are too good. They're too experienced. They've got very good players around them. Maybe not huge names, but very good players around them. They play well together. Celtics in six or seven.
Okay. All right. Steve is saying put the gumbo in the freezer, and when the time comes, take it out, put it back on the stove. Don't add any hot sauce. We got everything in the pot that we already need to make it delicious. All right, Steve. We'll talk soon. Have a great show, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Shaletta.
All right, and thank you all for joining me for this abbreviated version of the Shaletta Show. Don't forget, Steve Thompson is coming up next, and after that, baby, go Twins.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know about y'all, but I am excited that it seems like we can finally take the winter clothes downstairs. Finally. I brought the summer clothes up and took the winter clothes downstairs, and then it got chilly, right? And then I had to go back downstairs and get 10 outfits and then take them back. The summer clothes back downstairs so the kids wouldn't try to wear them and be cold at school. And then it got hot. And then it got hot before I took the other clothes back downstairs. And so they were at school. And I remember picking Daniel up, and his head was wet. And his clothes were wet. And he had layers on because I had left the winter clothes upstairs when it got and this Minnesota weather has been absolutely schizophrenic. I mean, you just never know. You wake up in the morning and the heat's on. And then by the afternoon, the air's on. And then in the evening, the heat's back on. And so it's been bananas. I don't know. I've gotten like 3 seasons of clothing in the closet. And y'all know that can be dangerous for kids. Okay? That can be very dangerous for kids because they cannot be trusted to make their own choices with clothing. Not my kids. Because if they want to wear their shorts, it can be 12 degrees outside. They want to wear their shorts. If they want to wear long pants and a boot, it could be a million degrees outside. They're going to wear long pants and boots. And so I try to make sure that they are able to make right choices with regard to their clothing. And so I try to have the right, you know, just kind of selection for them. But that's difficult to do with the weather being all over the place in the Twin Cities. And so I'm my prayer, and I've been looking at the forecast, my prayer is that we have passed the mark of having to turn the heater on. You know, my prayer is that we have moved into a season where we can go ahead and bring the shorts out. Because look, tomorrow we're going to get up to 81, Monday 80, Tuesday 83. We're going to dip down into 75 on Wednesday, but then 74 on Thursday, 76 on Friday. I pray. That's my prayer. I pray that we are at a point now where we don't have to turn the heat on, pull jackets out, pull thick blankets out, walk around the house bundled up. Because I don't know about y'all, but it's some people, and I don't know a lot of these people, but some of y'all refuse to turn the heat on after a certain day. You try to tough it out. I'm not one of those people. If it gets cold, I'm going to turn the heat on, period. I don't know who you are. I don't even want to be your friends, okay? If you are one of those people who does not turn on the heater, even if it's cold in your house because it's after May 15th, you know, silly stuff, goofy stuff like that. Even if the house is like 57 degrees, you refuse to turn on the heat because it's after May. Go ahead and turn that damn heater on. Everybody in the house is walking around in slippers and socks and bundled up with bonnets on because it's cold in there. I woke up the other morning and my house was 65 degrees. I had chill bumps on my arms and legs. I was freaking cold. So I'm gonna need you to pray with me and be in agreement that the winter temperatures, winter weather temperatures are over. And we are looking at nice, warm, pleasant days ahead. And I've got me a little graduation party coming up. I tell you, where did the time go? I used to hear moms who are older than me, when my son Andrew was just a little baby, they say, oh, enjoy these days. They go by, the years go by so fast. I said, yeah, the years go by fast, but the days are long. The days are very, very long when you're changing pampers and burping babies. And I now understand what they say. The years go by fast, because it seems like just yesterday, Andrew was crawling around at my talk 107.1, crawling around on the floor, pulling on Lori and Julia's wigs, playing with Alexis's toes, burping up on Kevin Berger, and now he is graduating high school. And so he's having this little graduation party. And I had an idea. I said, okay, so that I don't have to cook or allow people to use my bathroom, I'm going to get food truck, game truck, ice cream truck. And we're going to have everything outside. And then that way, nobody will have to come in my house. Nobody will have to ask to use my bathroom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll do just everything outside until I start adding up how much it would cost to do the food truck and game truck and ice cream truck. Stuff's expensive. He should have graduated from high school when he was a baby. Because when you add all that up, that's like college tuition. So we will be cooking. And we're going to clean out that garage. And I don't know how much porta potties are, but I'm going to look into those. Yes, I am. Because I tell you, just the thought of his friends eating Raising Cane's. And then asking me, Miss Brundage, where's the restroom? It sends a chill up my spine. And you know, I don't really want to be rude to his friends and say, hey, young man, young lady, you live in Cottage Grove somewhere, right? Find your own house. Use your own restroom. That may interfere with the graduation gifts that they may or may not be giving him. And I don't really want him to miss out on those. But I do not want high schoolers. Have you smelled a high schooler lately? Mm-hmm. They smell like hot Cheetos and Takis. I don't want them using my restroom. So we have us a situation. Since I cannot do the food trucks like I planned, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I was thinking of serving them in the garage and you know, just pretending like I want them in a house, but not really. And do like maybe picnics so that they're in the front yard with blankets and stuff. And in that way, if they say, Miss Brundage, you know, may I use the restroom, please? I can just point them in the direction of the gas station and or their house, because most of these are going to be Cottage Grove neighborhood kids. But then again, suppose they have, you know, $20 or a little gift for my son. Would that put his blessing in jeopardy if when they asked to use the restroom, I said, hell no. They probably would not come back with his gift. I don't know really how this is all going to work out. But my hope and prayer is that nobody, when they come to my house for Andrew's high school graduation party from Park High School, is inclined in any way to use the restroom, because I'm going to be forced to say no. And that is going to put that person in an uncomfortable situation. So I might, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I just thought about it. It just came to me. I am going to get a shirt that says, no, you may not use my restroom. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a shirt that says, no, you may not use my restroom. That's it. That's it. I'm going to call Image 360 in Woodbury, have them design it up. I'm going to have Big Frog printed. And y'all know how I usually have my Shaletta shirts. I'm going to have on a shirt that says, no, you may not use my restroom. So that way we don't even have to have a conversation. I told y'all I'm a brilliant marketer. That's it. We'll be right back. I heard it through the grapevine. A little birdie told me that Dr. Verna Price was going to Africa. Okay. And I had to call her to find out what's going on, how long, when she's leaving, and what the deal is, because she is so purposeful in every move that she makes. I know if she's going to Africa, there must be something going on. So, Dr. Verna, what is happening?
Well, good afternoon, Ms. Shaletta. Yes, yes, I am on my way to Africa, not just me, but also my husband and our family, and also another family as well. And we are going there to launch our Boys of Hope and Girls Taking Action programs with about 800 children across Kenya, Ghana, and Liberia.
Oh, my God. Dr. Verna. Okay. First of all, for anybody who doesn't know, Dr. Verna's Girls Taking Action and Boys of Hope have been around in the Twin Cities for more than a decade, helping thousands of young people go from nearly being expelled from school to being college graduates, and a lot of them coming back to the program to volunteer and be ambassadors for this good work. And so, Dr. Verna, you're taking this program to Africa. How did that all come about?
Well, really, it's really about relationships. And so it's about people hearing about our program and then we learning about them and then learning that they are operating in their countries like we're operating in ours, in our communities, mm-hmm. where we want to mm-hmm. be a part of the solution for our communities. And, you know, education is such a gift. And in our yeah. country, the United States of America, we really, a lot of times, take that for granted, but in many of our African countries, children have to pay for education, and it is not given. So when we connected with our partners, schools that we're going to go to, organizations we're going to go to, they were so thrilled to have the program.
Oh, my gosh. And so will you be training your ambassadors there through the program and working directly with the kids while you're there? Talk to me about some of the things that you're going to be doing when you're there. Because Okay, so I heard you're going for a whole month. Is that the case?
That is true. That is true. So, well, here is how it works, Ms. Shaletta. So we're spending a good solid week of programming in each country. So we're going to one of the smaller cities in Kenya. It's called Kisumu. It's not that small, but it's a pretty good size. And in each, and then in Ghana, we're going to Kumasi. And then in Monrovia, Liberia, we're going right outside of Monrovia. So we're staying away from the big, big, big cities, but really right. our connections were in the smaller places where they don't have as much resources, as much connections and so forth. And so we're doing everything from leadership development for the men and women to directly doing mentoring groups with the girls and boys, to speaking with their government officials. You know, in many of these places where we're going, they have chiefs. And so we actually have to go and actually do a formal presentation to the chiefs about what it is that we're doing and why we've come to their villages to do this work. We are even asking to go into their prisons and to take this message to those who are incarcerated in those countries, in those villages. And we are doing leadership development right there in their communities. And so we'll be from everywhere, from, you know, schools to churches to community halls to government offices.
And Dr. Verna, there is something you need us to do to help you, right?
Yes, yes. And that's really, really simple. Most of our groups, they don't have very simple things. So, like, for example, we take it for granted that, you know, students have a laptop or they have a tablet. Well, that's not the case. And how we stay in touch with our students is literally through Zoom and the internet. So we have to do these face-to-face kind of online meetings with the students is how we stay in touch with them and all of our leaders. But they don't have laptops to do that. So I've been on, Ms. Sweta, I have been on workshops with 200 students on one small laptop screen.
Oh, Lord. No, ma'am.
And they're
no, ma'am.
All sitting there, literally. They're all sitting there in this room, and they're all we can see is these little faces everywhere. Wouldn't it be nice to actually have them up close to see them and to talk to them and to work with them? So those are two real big things, laptops and tablets. But things like underwear, you know, like undergarments, mm-hmm. things yeah. like sanitary products. It's very difficult for them to get sanitary products for the girls. Things like hygiene, deodorant, things like socks. You know, all of the children they go to school in schools that are uniform schools. So they have to wear white socks every day to school. You know, getting white socks, keeping white socks is kind of challenging. Things like this, simple book supplies, you know,
yeah.
school supplies. We take it for granted. We can go to the dollar store, right? There's no dollar store there. And, you know, what will cost us a dollar or 50 cents will cost us them $5 or $6 in their own money, right? So we are looking for those sorts of supplies and hoping people will get those to us. And we're looking to have everything in-house by June 5th. June 5th
okay.
is our cutoff for when we're packing things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now tell me this. Does everything have to be new? Because folks are doing spring cleaning,
nope.
and I tell people all the time, instead nope. of garage sales, pack that stuff up and donate it to somebody. The $35 that you get at a garage sale after you spend 8 hours
nope.
sorting and you're sitting out there all weekend and wasting
yep.
2 8-hour days, you could have donated that
right.
money and given it, donated those items and given it to somebody in need. So these don't have to be crisp, fresh out the box stuff, because we're getting ready to do
nope.
spring cleaning at my house, which means
mm-hmm.
we're going to go through the clothes. We're going to see what can
yep.
fit who. And if it can't fit, we got to take it somewhere. And so we can bring that stuff over to you. Tell me exactly where
Absolutely.
We need to bring the stuff, Dr. Verna, because there are people
You're gonna
who are
come
listening.
To our, mm-hmm. Perfect. Please, please. Thank you, Minnesota. I appreciate you. You will be coming to the Power of People Leadership Institute. And we're located at 618th Avenue North, 618th Avenue North, and that is in North Minneapolis. And can I give our phone number as well, Ms. Chaletta?
Please,
so people
please.
Can call? Sure. 763-535-5711. 763-535-5711. Call. If you want us to come and pick some up for you, that's fine too, or you can drop it to us. We're available and we're ready to get this done and get supplies to our students. And we're thankful and grateful for you.
And that's Power of People Leadership Institute, 618th Avenue North in Minneapolis. Dr. Verna, you are having a packing party where you're going to take all the supplies that people have given you, and you are going to begin to pack it up so you can take it with you when you go to Africa to help these hundreds of children. When is that packing party? Because I definitely want to be there.
Sure. That's June 6th from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's going to be at our office. It's going to be wild. June 6th, 10 a.m. to noon, and we are packing 10 50-pound suitcases with supplies.
Yes, and we definitely need tablets. We need devices. We need white socks. We need sanitary supplies. We need anything that you have at your house that your kids are no longer needing. And you know what is the treasure trove that the Lord just put on my heart? At the end of every year, there is a lost and found at every school in this great state of Minnesota. And there's tons of stuff that they are not going to have any room for and can't do anything with. And a lot of times those things get tossed. And if you are an educator, box those things up and call Dr. Verna or get them over there to the Power of People Leadership Institute so that she can share these items with the children in Africa. Dr. Verna, I swear, I you better check your back because I know you got some wings back there because you are just an angel. And you know, I think about the work that you do for the children in this community and just taking that and being an ambassador in Africa. It is just amazing. God bless you and your husband, Brother Shane.
And I'll tell you one little small thing before I go. And so we're making these bracelets that say POPLI, which is Power of People Leadership Institute. And our students here in Minnesota are making a bracelet for at least five of our children there in Africa. So just a really simple way of connecting them, because we're a global community. And, you know, and what happens to us happens to the rest of the world, and what happens to the rest of the world is really happening to us, too. So it's really us being able to connect us, to connect the humanity in all of us, let all of us know that we matter and that we are important, lovable, and powerful people on this earth, regardless of your location. So and we get to share that message across three different countries in Africa. And for that, I'm thankful. And for any of you who are going to support us with supplies, or really if you also just want to write a check too, that works as well. That will help us to get supplies. We'll go from there.
And I want you to give us that phone number one more time, because there may be people who are just tuning in. 763.
Yes, ma'am. 535-5711.
All right, there you have it.
535. Yep, absolutely.
Dr. Verna, we love you. We thank you so much for being on the show. Safe travels. You're taking your family on this journey with you, because I know that you and your entire family are committed to service in this community. And so y'all be safe. I will be watching on media and trolling you. I don't really like it when you leave me, because I feel less protected when Dr. Verna is not nearby.
One, you and your family are going to be with us.
Please. Yes, ma'am.
Let's
make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah. And if you post our website too, popinstitute.org, popinstitute.org, you can go on there and learn more about us as well.
All right. Dr. Verna, thank you so much. Have an amazing Saturday.
Thank you, ma'am.
And please stay connected during your travels.
We'll do it for sure. All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. Love you too. And you all stick around. We've got more to come. I had better let Kylie and Charlotte and Charlotte's mom and Jabbar know that this is an abbreviated Shaletta show. I am getting off the air and just a bit at 2 o'clock. And then my friend Steve Thompson is coming up. Because we got lots of sports stuff going on. We should have more sports stuff going on. But Steve, my Timberwolves, what happened to him, Steve? What happened to him, Steve?
I would start with Luka Doncic is what happened to him. He killed him in game five, early in the game. It was over early. I was in for Henry. on Friday night, and I got into this a little bit with Chris Tubbs, and it was early second quarter. The writing was on the wall. The Timberwolves were not going to win Game 5, and the series would end right there. And then I went on to say some of the reasons why, but here's the most disappointing thing for me, and my daughter brought this up because she is a very good Timberwolves fan. She was younger, we went to a lot of games, et cetera. And she made a great point watching the TV and said, the Timberwolves, not only they're getting blown out, they're getting blown out with Snoop Dogg in the front row.
Oh!
And, yeah. he was sitting next to Jimmy Jam all night, and I thought about it. So, I don't know how many times Snoop Dogg's been in the Twin Cities, but he made the trip, and then you saw the Timberwolves play like that. And that's what stood out to my daughter, was kind of like, we look bad in front of Snoop Dogg.
And that means something. That means something. When Snoop Dogg leaves L.A. and gets on a plane and comes all the way to Minnesota to sit on the front row next to Jimmy Jam and watch the Timberwolves, he's expecting more than what he got. I was really surprised at the star power. Common was in the house. Jennifer Hudson was in the house. It was like a little sneaky link. Like people, like the stars were like sneaking into town to watch the game. I was excited to see them. But then by the end of the game, Steve, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed at the showing. I thought we would have done better. Did you think we would have done better?
I thought there was a chance they could get beat, because they did get beat by Dallas in games 1 and 2. Fair and square, they were tight games, but the Mavericks played great down the stretch. So I thought there was a chance they could get beat. I didn't expect them to play it that poorly. And on the flip side, I'll go back to Luka Doncic. He played great. I mean, he was hitting everything early, and then he was trash talking with the fans and the Timberwolves. I mean, it was quite a performance. Now, I know Timberwolves fans probably hate the guy at this moment, but he put on a show. There is no doubt about it. He can play. And then Kyrie Irving, you know, their other star player. And then they've got good players around them, but it's no doubt that it's about Doncic and Irving. And in this series, they were really good. And in Game 5, they were just better than the Timberwolves. That's it.
And you know, I was talking to somebody and they said the Timberwolves just didn't show up. I said, but what if they were playing as good as they could have and as hard as they could have, but Dallas was just so much better? It's kind of like when you watch the Olympics and you see somebody running as hard as they can, but Shakari Richardson is just running past them and with such ease that it looks like the other people just aren't doing a good job. Was it that they were just playing their best and they just got beat, or do you think that they weren't doing their best and they could have done better?
Yeah, I think it's one of those where Dallas knew they dropped an opportunity at home to win it in 4 games. And they came out with a little more fire. And then, like I say, Doncic just hit everything. He made some ridiculous shots in that first quarter. And then I think the Timberwolves started to hang their heads a little bit. And you got to give the Mavericks credit. They took it to them. And once again, I think Cat struggled. He had some looks. Cat had a good game in Game 4 and really was a big reason why they won that Game 4. But, you know, struggled again, and the Timberwolves as a team struggled from the field, and they just couldn't afford that because, once again, Doncic and Irving just didn't miss, and they shot the ball really well. So, yeah, it was disappointing. And then by halftime, it was over. And in third and fourth quarter was just kind of like, let's get to the finish line and Mavericks move on to the finals and the Timberwolves move on to the off season. Yeah.
All right. Okay. We got to take a quick break. I'm going to pray that you'll stick around with me because I need to know what's next. Is the coach going to get fired? Is Cat going to get traded? Do we need some good veteran leadership? Because that's something that Dallas has in Kyrie Irving, somebody who's been there before that we did not have, and experience is always a good teacher. More with my friend Steve Thompson when we come back. We got embarrassed in front of Snoop Dogg. You know, that's like getting embarrassed in front of your favorite uncle, Steve. Like your favorite uncle comes to the Scripps National Spelling Bee and you get out on a silly word like shoe or broom or mop or gown or something. I mean, Snoop Dogg, our favorite uncle, sitting front and center, and the Timberwolves just got they got beat up pretty bad, Steve. Pretty bad.
Yeah, and like I say, that's Aaron's take, and we were watching the game together, and it's like it's hard to argue with that. I hadn't really thought about it because I was like, they're in trouble. They're looking bad. This is the end of the line. And then it's like, she pointed out, we're looking bad in front of Snoop Dogg. He's here in Minnesota, and we look that bad. To me, it did bring a smile to my face, that's for sure.
Yeah, now that gave me a good little chuckle. You know, Aaron is always smarter than the average bear. I thought my show was abbreviated, but your show is really abbreviated. The Twins are in Houston, my hometown. That's always a battle between me and my father. They take on the Astros today at 3:10, but we got some pregame going on, right?
Yeah, coming up following the news, we're going to visit with Steve Kearney. Prime time for all those people that like to go out fishing. He'll tell us where they're biting and how to reel in the big one. And then we'll segue over to the Twins and have some highlights from a very big win on Friday night. Twins beat the Astros 6-1. Pablo Lopez was great. So we'll get into that before we turn it over to the lineup card at 2:30 today. So, yeah, it is a short day.
Well, Steve, before the Timberwolves clean out their lockers and everybody turns the lights out and goes home, are we going to see some folks losing their jobs? Are we going to see some new players coming in, some old players going out? What do you think is going to happen so that we can have better success next year? And listen, I need people to not think that this year was a failure. I think that we did great this year. You know, people had counted us out before several times, and we kept fighting and coming back. I think we were outplayed. I think the veteran leadership in the locker room had something to do with it. I believe we were outcoached, that we didn't make adjustments quickly enough so that we could curtail some of this butt whipping that got put on us. But what do you think is going to happen so that we can have more success? Because this was, in my opinion, a very successful season.
There's a lot going on, no doubt. I think we could start at the top, Alex Rodriguez, Mark Lurie, and then Glenn Taylor fighting for control of the team. They need to get that sorted out. One way or another, it sounds like it's going to get sorted out this summer. Beyond that, the Star Tribune, Jerry Zagota, reporting that the president of basketball operations, the guy who put together the team, Tim Connelly, sounds like he's going to stay put. That was a big point of contention that he could opt out after the season, but it sounds like he's going to stay in town. So that's a huge deal. Whatever happens with the ownership, Tim Connelly's going to be in charge of that. I don't think Chris Finch and company are going anywhere. There could be an assistant coach or two that move on, but I think they're going to stick with Chris Finch leading the team. And then I think they're going to try and run it back. I think if I had to guess right now, and I know there's a lot of people, yeah, you got to trade Cat, you got to do this, you got to do that. I think they're going to pay the luxury tax. I think they're going to keep the band together, and they're going to let these guys come back because they do have good veteran leadership. You got Mike Conley, who's terrific. He isn't getting any younger. None of us are. You got Rudy Gobert. I think they're going to bring him back. I think they want Cat a part of this. And then, of course, you got Anthony Edwards, you got Jaden McDaniels, a couple of young guys. I think you've got Naz Reid, a huge fan favorite. They've got a lot of ingredients. Remember, as you pointed out, they had a great regular season finishing as the third overall seed in the Western Conference. They swept Phoenix, and they beat the defending champ Denver Nuggets in a seven-game series. Now, they ran into trouble with the Dallas Mavericks, but if I had to guess, there may be some tweaks, but I think in general they're going to try and keep this core group together and try again next year.
Okay, who would you like to see come to the team on your wish list? If you were sitting there, you watched all of it, you've been analyzing it, you've been giving feedback, you've been talking about it, folks like me have been looking for your expertise. What's the missing puzzle piece? Is it a player? Is it some assistant coach out there who's the latest and greatest? What do you think we need, Steve, to get us over that hump?
I think they've got everything they need right there. Karl Anthony Towns didn't have a terrific series shooting the ball. Could they go out and find another perimeter shooter? If I could, a guy that can come off the bench and help them out, if maybe Kat's struggling with his shot a little bit, that's probably where I would go. But I think in general, you've got all the ingredients. Maybe a shooter, a three-point expert, if you will, a guy that can come in and knock down some shots. But I think they have all the ingredients they need. You don't get to the Final Four in the NBA if you don't have a very good team. Taking that next step to win the title, I think Tim Connelly in that piece that Jerry Zagoda did, talking about him staying in town and staying, you know, running the thing for the Timberwolves, is, you know, it is about health, you know, and our guy's 100% healthy and getting a break or two here or there. So if I had to pick one thing they need to add, maybe another shooter, another outside shooter.
Okay. All right. That's what we need, an outside shooter. Okay.
Yeah, add another body.
Okay. So who do you have for the championships? Who do you have for the finals? Do you have Dallas winning? Do you have Boston winning? What you got, Steve?
I think Celtics have to be the favorite, but okay, if Doncic and Irving play the way they did against the Timberwolves, I give Dallas a chance. I don't think Celtics are going to win this thing in four, but if I had to wager, I still favor the Celtics in this series.
Okay, Celtics, are they going to sweep? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I just think the combo of Doncic and Irving are too good. They're too experienced. They've got very good players around them. Maybe not huge names, but very good players around them. They play well together. Celtics in six or seven.
Okay. All right. Steve is saying put the gumbo in the freezer, and when the time comes, take it out, put it back on the stove. Don't add any hot sauce. We got everything in the pot that we already need to make it delicious. All right, Steve. We'll talk soon. Have a great show, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Shaletta.
All right, and thank you all for joining me for this abbreviated version of the Shaletta Show. Don't forget, Steve Thompson is coming up next, and after that, baby, go Twins.